Well, since 2013, Actors Theatre of Missouri has presented the works of William Shakespeare at the Springfield Art Museum with their Shakespeare at the Columns series at the Art Museum's outdoor amphitheater, weather permitting, of course. The current production, which I should say right off the bat, the Shakespeare plays are free and open to the public, so that is always a big draw. They've presented Shakespeare to more than 2,500 audience members over the past 5 years. Actors, theaters, actors, designers, and technicians. We have two of their actors with us today, Maceo Cortez and Brenna Kellum, who are in this summer's production of Much Ado About Nothing. David Rice is directing it, and you guys opened last night.
Yes,
we did. How was it?
It went very well, actually.
But you were indoors.
And we were.
You did not do the columns last night.
No columns.
I guess it rained. I can't even remember if it rained or not. I guess it must have here.
Well, we were on forecast for the rain was going to come down.
Yeah,
so we didn't want to risk it, so we just moved inside.
All right, now there will be two weekends of Much Ado About Nothing there at the Art Museum, either at the columns or inside the auditorium if it rains, or next weekend because of conflicts, you're going to be putting a tent up outdoors just in case.
Just in case.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys talk about the show, talk about Much Ado About Nothing and what roles you are both playing in this Shakespeare comedy.
Yeah, so Maceo plays a character named Claudio, and I play Hero. They're kind of love interests in the show, and they're not like the main characters, they're kind of secondary, but there's a big, big old incident when it comes to our romance throughout the show, so that's a lot of fun to play.
Yeah. Well, the whole show, what is the main topic? If you guys are not the two main characters, what is the main topic of the show then?
Well, the show kind of functions with two separate plot lines that lead through. One is the Claudio and Hero plot line, which is the young lovers meet and are disrupted by a villain who tries to break them up. And then the other plot line is Benedick and Beatrice.
Yes.
The famous, some of the most famous Shakespeare characters in the comedies. And they are two soon-to-be lovers who initially hate each other with a passion. And Hero and
Margaret and Ursula, just two of the other women in the show,
try to trick Beatrice into loving Benedick. And me and Leonardo and Don Pedro try to trick Benedick into loving Beatrice, and coincidentally,
it works.
So that is an incredibly funny plot line and very interesting and heartfelt.
How many people are in the cast?
Not too many. It's a pretty small cast, about 15-ish.
Something like that.
Something around 15, maybe a little bit more.
And where do you all come from as far as schools and things like that?
I'm homeschooled. I've been performing in Springfield for about 10 years, though, and so I've just been around.
I think everyone in the cast except for me is from Springfield, possibly maybe a couple other people. I'm actually from Forsyth, which is an hour away on the other side of Branson.
Is it mostly high school age kids then, or I wouldn't think so. Expect that.
I think we're the youngest. Well, there's one other character that's young, but
yeah,
we're the only high school aged. Most,
there you go.
Almost everyone is like college or above.
Age and age appropriate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course, as you say, with the Beatrice and Benedict characters, Much Ado About Nothing is one of the more famous of the Shakespeare comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find any issues with the Shakespearean language and putting it across and getting laughs from it?
Well, for me, I think that Shakespeare actually did a wonderful job writing works that are appropriate for all ages and funny for all ages and all different levels of understanding of Shakespeare, because the way that he writes, he wrote for the upper class in the Elizabethan era and the lower class in the Elizabethan era.
Right.
So there's humor for everybody, and there's drama for everybody, and it hits every single thing. And the cool thing about that is that now in the modern age, that is translated very well, and that will still hit. And everything still hits.
A lot of the dialogue has changed throughout the time, like since he wrote it to now. So we have made it like we've edited the dialogue a little bit to make it easier for the audience to understand, which helps a lot, I think.
Well, all right. You have 15 some people on stage and how many behind the scenes putting this show together?
A surprisingly little amount, actually. Mm-hmm. They're very, very hardworking. We have David, who is our director, Meg, who is our costume designer.
Right.
And then we have...
Because it's always a family affair for
absolutely.
David and Meg.
Absolutely.
And Becca.
Mm-hmm. Becca is also helping.
She's and doing a lot of lights and sound and running a lot.
Yeah, and John Herbert is helping us with our mm-hmm. with our lights and our set.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace is our Grace Tomlinson is our stage manager, and she's wonderful.
Well, performances, as we said, he opened last night, and performances start at 7 p.m. Seating starts at 6:30, and performances are tonight and tomorrow night, and again next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and should be, weather permitting, at the Columns, the outdoor amphitheater right there in between the Art Museum and Phelps Grove Park. If there's rain tonight or tomorrow night, you'll go indoors to the Art Museum Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend, you're putting a tent up outside. Just where's the tent going to be, just in case?
Well, I'm not sure if we have officially rented the tent yet, but there would be two big ones, one that's over our heads, the stage, and mm-hmm. one that would be a big one over the audience mm-hmm. that they could sit underneath if rain came down.
It'd just be in the same location as where we're having our outdoor set, so they just add the tents.
Now, are there... concessions available for people?
Yes. We actually have a food truck coming out. I'm having a hard time remembering the name, but...
There were tacos or something.
But there were tacos. I can't remember the name, but there were tacos, so...
There were definitely tacos. All right. So it is free and open to the public. Two weekends of Shakespeare at the Columns, at the Springfield Art Museum, in their outdoor amphitheater, or indoors if need be. If the weather doesn't cooperate with Shakespeare's comedy Much Ado About Nothing, directed by David Rice. And for information, Actors Theater of Missouri, and specifically their Shakespeare at the Columns series, has a new website called ShakespeareShakes.com. And you can find information about the entire production right there. And again, there are no tickets. You just show up. Seating starts about 6:30, and the curtain time is 7. So anything else you think people might need to know?
Well, we are the Actors Theater of Missouri is a donation-run business, so
right.
if you're feeling
mm-hmm.
generous, it is all tax-deductible, and it would help us a lot. So keep Shakespeare in Springfield.
There you go. Maceo Cortez and Brenna Callum, thanks for being here. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.